only chosen Christ before it ever began. And that they be as every exercise to their good and to their joy, giving them the spirit of joy and peace and reverence in His holy name. It is good to be together again this morning. If the Lord is in our midst, also we are. But I'm sure that we realize that we cannot control the things which the Father hath in store for us. And as a matter of fact, we don't know what He has in store for us until He makes it manifest when we come together. I realize, and I'm sure you do too, that our worship is in spirit and in truth, not in the things that men would say that they enjoy, because Jesus and our God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so we come feeling to realize that as we come, we are in the very immediate presence of our God. He condescends, He comes down to men of low estate, and surely none of us will ever claim to be anything in our flesh but men of low estate, humbly looking unto the Lord Jesus Christ and our God for that grace which gives us hope of eternal life. We realize that we are nothing but what we are by the grace of God. I so often think of the Apostle Paul said, by the grace of God I am what I am. And without that, we are nothing but poor sinners. We have no hope of eternal life. We have no evidence of the pardon of our sins until the Lord sends forth His Spirit into our hearts and makes us to beg Him to have mercy upon us and to lead us and guide us by His unerring Spirit and enable His people, among whom we and we hope we are, to gather themselves together to worship Him, to praise, to adore, and exalt and lift up His name above every name that is named. So He has done great and wonderful things for us, as we realize. And no wonder, I thought as you sang, I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, or to defend His cause, maintain the honor of His word, the glory of His cross. And if He is pleased to bless us today with His presence of His Spirit, draw in the wanderings of our mind from the vain and the perishing and the foolish things of this life, and bringing up before us His mercy and His grace and His long-suffering, and enable us to be thankful from the very depths of our hearts that He has condescended to men and women of low estate and has sent forth His Spirit into our hearts, and we are enabled to cry, Father, Father. Now may we look to Him in a word of prayer. O Lord, hear us. We have nowhere else to go. There is none other that heareth prayer save Thee, our God. And we realize that we cannot control even the times of our praying, nor the things we pray for. But we realize, therefore, that we are dependent creatures upon Thy grace and Thy mercy. And sometimes, Father, we know that Thou art pleased to condescend to where we are and to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance of the wonderful and glorious things that Thou hast done for us. But, oh, when we try to worship Thee, our God, and Thou art not in the matter, we can't worship. We can't even praise Thy name. But if it is Thy will to send forth Thy Spirit into our hearts, reminding us and making us to know how gracious and how merciful thou art unto thy people, who, though they don't deserve anything good as I am, and yet thou hast loved them with an everlasting love, and gave thy Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem them from all their sins and their iniquities. Father, thou knowest what we, each one here this morning, bowed in thy presence, what we stand in need of. We pray thy will be done. We pray that we might stand still and see thy salvation, because it isn't when we are moving, it isn't when we are striving that we see thy salvation. We cannot put our hearts to enliven us, to make us to have thankful hearts, that thou hast remembered us, such poor, weak, undeserving sinners. We thank thee, O Lord, that thou hast brought us together. We thank thee for the love and the fellowship that is in and among thy people.